And he said, "I'm so glad that this is a barbecue restaurant. Because if it were a church, these people wouldn't be welcome here." God will work His work of inclusion. As He lifts up the Savior, He will draw all people to Himself. That's not the question. The question is whether we're going to have anything to do with it or not. Because as He is in Africa, as He is in China, God will find a way to get it done. I don't know about you, but I want to play. I want in the game. I want our churches to be known as the place where everybody is welcome, and you don't have to come in and be just like us. All you have to do is to be baptized into Christ and claim that Jesus is Lord, and you're at home with us. Bring your twisted, maladjusted lives. Bring your music that we hate. Bring your games that we don't want to play. You're not getting me on a skateboard. You don't have to give them up. You bring them in with you. And together we'll proclaim, Jesus is Lord. I'm glad you came tonight. You could have done a lot of other things. But the truth is this. If instead of gathering here tonight, each one of us had gone to a laundromat, a restaurant, a bar, and I mean what I say, and sat on a stool to love and talk to a sinner for whom Christ died, the kingdom would have been better served. Okay, I'm preaching to myself. You just happen to be here. It's time, isn't it? Leonard Sweet has used a little line that has haunted me. He says, "The future of the church will largely be determined by whether we're willing to put the living water in vessels we wouldn't be caught dead drinking out of." I want you to think about that. Is our passion for inclusion equal to God's? So that, like Paul, we will become all things to all people in order to win some. I sometimes wish Jesus had stopped with those first two stories, because I could feel so warm about the God who seeks. But then He told one more story about an actively evil young man that God still loved, and a selfish older brother who really didn't have room for him. This is the word of the Lord. Blessed be His name.